So, Spencer, you've seen these stats that are out, and what do you kind of make of them for Kent, really, and the South East?
I think it's good news for Kent and the South East. It shows that there is a returning force of first-time buyers who are now able to get their foot on the property ladder.
The South East had the largest number of first-time buyers, looking at nearly sort of 70,000 across the whole of the country. Do you think that's quite a good thing for our area?
I do, because home ownership generally improves consumer confidence. And that improved consumer confidence means people are spending more money, and that normally translates to people spending more money locally. So it's absolutely a good thing for Kent and the South East. You know, for lots of people that we speak to, renting is actually their preferred choice. You know, the deposit is a big hurdle for people to come over, for people to get over. And, you know, there's greater job security in this day and age than there has been ever before. So the flexibility that renting offers still makes it a first choice for lots of people. It is good that, you know, the first-time buy rates are increasing, but, you know, let's not forget that for many, many people, renting is still their preferred option.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing in terms of sort of going forward into the future? Do you think it's important that people have that sense of ownership, or do you think it doesn't really matter so much anymore for millennials?
I think for millennials, and having spoken to them, because, you know, sadly I'm far from being one, you know, the feedback that I'm getting is that it's really a lifestyle choice. And what's important to most millennials these days is our experiences, mostly in the form of travel. And that's, you know, that's basically where they see their priority. A lot of millennials don't see home ownership as a priority. You know, they have budget for, you know, expensive coffee and expensive experiences and going out and doing things, and would rather save money on home ownership. And that's why home ownership is, you know, whilst it's still a very applaudable thing that people want to achieve, I think it's going to come in later years.